And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
In the past, we've discussed diabetes in terms of what it is and how it's treated. Today on Missouri Medical Focus, we'll discuss the importance of education once diabetes has been diagnosed. Elaine Raymer, manager of University of Missouri Healthcare's Cosmopolitan International Diabetes Center, is with me to share her expertise in this area. First of all, Elaine, I have a fact sheet here from the American Association of Diabetes Educators, and there's a few facts I wanted to just read off. It states that diabetes is the seventh leading cause of death in the U.S. Poorly controlled diabetes is the leading cause of adult blindness, end-stage renal disease, and non-traumatic lower limb amputations, and it also doubles the increase of stroke and heart disease. People with diabetes are also at increased risk for neurological symptoms, cardiovascular disease, and other complications. So with all this in mind, it's very important to manage diabetes once it's been diagnosed.
That's right, Jeff. All of those facts that you just read are very true. And sometimes people don't take diabetes very seriously because you can live with diabetes and wind up with a lot of complications that may make your life not so pleasant. So that's why one of the most important things you can do is get diabetes self-management education. Work with our diabetes educators and learn how you can best manage your disease.
What are some of the topics that are high on the list when it comes to educating patients about diabetes management?
Well, we talk about how to maintain a blood sugar level that you need to have physical activity, you need to watch what you eat, work on a meal plan that works for you but also makes your blood sugar fit into the range that you and your doctor have decided is best for you. And then we talk about specific things such as carbohydrate counting, insulin pumps, whether one of those is right for you, and just about all of the new advances that are available.
Do you ever know it all in that once you've been diagnosed and educated, there's not a need anymore to make changes to your healthcare plan, or is it kind of a more constant monitoring or somewhere in between?
Well, Jeff, it's an exciting field to be in because there are always new developments and new advances that help our patients. Just a few short years ago, just to get a finger stick blood sugar level, you had to wait 5 minutes or so. Now you can have one easily in under a minute, and it takes a whole lot less blood. The same is true with insulin pumps. You know, they used to be the size of the old VHS tape, and now they're barely the size of a deck of cards. They're very small, and if you don't tell somebody you're wearing one, a lot of times people never even notice. And the advances of insulin pumps, they have just made such a difference for so many of our patients because they're able now really almost to mimic what somebody without diabetes, what their blood sugar does.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is about diabetes education. If you're taking medication to control your diabetes, what do you teach your patients in terms of storage, proper monitoring, especially with respect to new medications?
Sure. It depends on the medication itself, but one of the things that we encourage our patients to do is work very closely with their pharmacist to determine the best storage methods. Most of the oral medications, you know, you're just going to store those on a shelf. But your insulin, depending on which insulin it is, and where you are in, did you just open the vial or are you using an insulin pen? That's going to make a difference on whether or not it needs to be refrigerated or whether it just needs to be room temperature. You know, one of the most important things that we teach our patients about insulin is if that insulin isn't clear, if it's in the least bit cloudy or you see anything in it, absolutely don't use it. But it's important, above and beyond the storage, to remember to take your medications and your insulin on time when you're supposed to take them. You know, if the doctor has told you you need to take this medicine at night right before you go to bed, well, that's when you need to take it.
So schedule is really important with the medication.
Schedule is very, very important with oral medications, but it's even more important with insulins.
Do medications interact with food? I would imagine so with respect to blood sugar.
They do, and we talked briefly before about carb counting. what we ask is for our patients, in order to get the best results, that they spread their carb choices throughout the day. And then you're going to adjust your insulin based on your carb choices. So is it insurmountable for people who have unusual work schedules to think they're ever going to have good blood sugar control? No. With the way we now know carbs work, the way insulins work, really, it's just a matter of making sure you pay attention to what you and your provider have worked out and what works best for you.
What are some of the more common symptoms that would possibly indicate diabetes?
For somebody who has not been diagnosed with diabetes, really the two most common are more frequent urination and thirst. So for example, if you've noticed that over the past few months that instead of getting up one time in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, you're getting up three or four times, and you're drinking more, you just seem to be more thirsty. You know, those are two pretty good indicators. You know, there are three types of diabetes. There's type 1, and that's basically what we see in young people, that occurs in young people. And they're diagnosed fairly quickly because they become ill fairly quickly. And typically, their parents will take them to an emergency room because they're going to have flu-like symptoms that just don't go away. And they're also going to have the increased thirst and the increased urination. But they're going to have those symptoms that don't go away. And their parents are going to be concerned and get them in for help. Type 2 diabetes is about 90% of the population of all persons with diabetes. And that's the one that comes on, it's kind of insidious, comes on slowly. You're probably going to be over the age of 40. You might have a few extra pounds. You might notice that you're kind of tired. Then you're going to notice that you're drinking more and going to the bathroom more. But it's not something that's going to occur to you overnight. Chances are you'll have a relative that has diabetes. But it's insidious. Often people go at least 2 years with diabetes before being diagnosed. So the third type then is gestational diabetes, and that happens in women who are pregnant. But again, what we're concentrating on in our discussion today are really those type 2s and a few type 1s. If you suspect you have diabetes, go to your primary care doctor. Tell them, look, I've been having these symptoms. I'm not sure what it means, but I'd really like to be tested to find out if I have diabetes. And then they'll refer you to us if needed, or they'll manage your diabetes for you.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Elaine for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.